Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, as many of you know, we've been studying the phrase, but God. Now, the Bible outlines some situations and then follows it up with a verse that starts with, but God, or maybe in the middle of the verse it says, but God. In any case, the authority and control is always in God's hands, no matter what man may think. And some of the examples that we've covered so far include God coming to Abimelech in a dream and warning him that Sarah was Abraham's wife and he'd better not touch her. It was a situation that looked hopeless to man, but God intervened. We also find the Pharisees using this phrase when they talked about God alone being able to forgive sins. Of course, Jesus Christ had just forgiven sins. And he was God, so they little did they know that they were correct. But then we find another great example in the book of Acts, where it talks about how God was with Joseph, even though he had been sold into Egypt as a slave. And in each and every one of these cases, the idea is that no matter what is happening, no matter what man's plans are, God is actually the one in control, and he can totally turn the tide completely around. You know, and it has been absolutely a great topic to study. And in all honesty, we're not quite done yet. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds so he can give us a few more examples of but God.
This morning, we want to continue on the same lesson we've been on this all this month. And that's concerning the fact that the Bible states, but God. We want to start this morning in the book of Romans, chapter number 6 and verse 17, where the Bible says, but God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. The fact is that God is the only one that needs to be thanked because we are saved. We were the servants of sin, as Romans 6:17 states. But we have not obeyed all the desires that Satan wants of us. Instead of that, instead of us being the servants of sin, we have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. And you think about it, that in spite of everything that happens in this world, in spite of all the claims of the devil, in spite of all the people that argue that what we're doing is wrong and all of that, we are still being found faithful unto Almighty God. God knows this, and God sees this, and God understands. I'm thankful that God has touched my own heart. The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, and verse number 27, that the Jews require a sign. The Bible states that the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are the called people, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and he is the wisdom of God. Why? It's because that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. You see your calling, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty are called, not many noble, but God. You see in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things, and things which are despised. These are the things that God has chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. In other words, God is well able to make unworthy things worthy. Someone would say, I must make myself fit for the kingdom of God. This is exactly what Saul did before he was struck down on the road to Damascus. Before the Lord saved him, Saul was attempting to make the kingdom of God better. But he was making it worse. He was fighting God, you understand. And so we must trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ. How does all that work? Listen, the Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 2 in verse number 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. It is not that men are smart enough to figure it out. No, it is simply that we're trusting Jesus Christ, and he is the one that does it all. It is not our work. It is God's work in us. You see the difference. I know that we must do certain things, but we must always obey the voice of the Lord God. We must always look toward him and nothing else. Because if we look to something else, we're looking to the wrong thing. We must always look unto the Lord Jesus Christ because he is able. We are not. But God is able. You see, in verse number 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Notice that we can't even save a soul. We're helpless. We are altogether worthless. Except God put his grace upon us and God has touched us. Notice the Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 4. There were some people at Corinth that they decided that they were going to follow Paul. Some were going to follow Apollos. Some were going to follow Cephas. But they were all wrong. The Bible states in verse number 4, and while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm Apollos, are ye not carnal? Paul is telling the Corinthian people, you are following the wrong one. Even if you're following me, you're following the wrong one. Every person that's saved must follow only Jesus Christ. Notice, the Bible said in verse number 5, Paul writes, who then is Paul? Or who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Paul said, I have planted. Apollos watered. But then the little phrase turns up again. But God gave the increase. It is God. It is not that you're trusting anything that anybody has ever done for you or to you. It is not that you're trusting what you have done as well. Listen, there's a lot of good folks that are trusting all that they can do. But they're trusting the wrong thing. They're just believing in the wrong thing. Your baptism will never save you. Your church membership will never save you. You going to church will never save you. You being confident in what you're doing will never save you. But trusting Christ is what it takes. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives salvation to every person that is helpless, to every person that cannot save themselves. Jesus Christ saves them. In verse number 7, so that neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth increase. This, just the way that a seed is planted in the ground, the farmer is nothing at all. If the farmer waters and irrigates the crop, he is nothing at all. But it is God that gives the increase. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible means. That's the way that it really is. Notice, in the book of 1 Corinthians 10 and verse number 13, every person under the sound of my voice has temptations and troubles and trials and tribulations and all of that kind of thing that we face every day. The only way that we can ever have victory over any of that is through Christ. It is not through us just standing there and just being steadfast. No, it is by us standing and looking at Jesus Christ, and he is the one that gives the victory. He is the one. The Bible states in verse number 13, a famous verse, may I add. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. And boy, that's the truth, isn't it? Because we all face it. But every person can overcome by the power of God in them. It is not because that they're just strong, but it's because that they're strong in the Lord. They're trusting in the Lord. That's where the overcoming really comes from. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 13, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. I'm so glad that He is faithful. I'm so glad that God watches over. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. This is a precious verse that means much. If you have faced temptations and troubles and trials and tribulations, listen, it is by the power of God Almighty that you are able to overcome those temptations, those trials, those troubles, those temptations. It is only by the power of God. It is not because you're just strong. No, it's not. It's by humbly submitting yourself to whatever God wants you to do. It is by recognizing that God is the one that has the power to help you. You do not have the power within yourself, but God is able to give you whatever you need. It is you looking to Jesus Christ. He is the power. He is the one that can help you to be an overcomer. It is not anything that you've ever done. It's not anything that I've ever done. It is rather by the power of Almighty God. It is by trusting in Jesus Christ. This is what we're talking about. When we talk about trusting in Christ, is believing in Him, not trusting in ourselves, but it's trusting in Jesus Christ. He is the one, the only one, that can wash away your sins. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can help you to be an overcomer in this world. Jesus Christ stands alone as the omnipotent, supreme, sovereign God. And He is the one that you look to, that you must look to. Not to yourself, but you need to look unto God and to God alone. I know that He can give you the power that you need to overcome whatever you have to go through. I know that's so. Some people have salvation all wrong because they believe that once they trust the Lord for salvation, then they can stop trusting Him. It's not so. Because once you trust the Lord, you must continue to trust the Lord every day. Only God can give you any kind of help or relief at all. Only God can bless. I pray for you that you might see the need of studying the Bible, especially this little phrase, but God, and what a thrill, what a blessing it is just to know that God has control of us.
Now, we do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we encourage you to log into our website. The website address is independencebaptist.org, and from there you can read many different books and articles about the Bible and what it tells us. You'll also be able to listen to prior radio broadcasts, some revival services are out there, and some other messages that have been preached from the pulpit here at Independence Baptist Church. And as always, you're welcome to come and join us in person. You can attend services with us on Sundays and Wednesdays. On Sundays, our services consist of a Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship services at 11. Then in the afternoon, we have a 3:45 prayer meeting and then 4:30 worship services. And then each Wednesday night, we meet for a Bible study at 7 p.m. Well, we are once again coming to the close of our broadcast, but we do want to thank you for listening and pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from the Word of God.